bearing down on Ukraine's capital. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. Another night where Kyiv is under assault by Russian forces as the Pentagon has warned the city could fall in a matter of days.
Throughout the day, we have heard explosions and small arms fire as air raid sirens blare in the background. We know that the Russian troops are continuing their offensive. They've tried to take a number of locations around this capital city, and they claim they have recaptured the Gostomel airport outside of the capital. We know there was fierce fighting there in recent days. If confirmed, it would give them a long runway and the ability to bring in more forces and weapons just miles from Kyiv. The Russians claimed without evidence they suffered no casualties during those battles for the airport. In contrast to what Ukrainian forces said, they indicated Russia saw heavy losses.
Fox's Trey Yingst in Kyiv. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says parts of the alliance's response force will be sent to protect NATO allies in the east.
We will do what it takes to protect and defend every ally and every inch of NATO territory.
The response force can number up to 40,000 troops, but Stoltenberg said only the very high readiness joint task force, which is currently led by France, will be sent. A big change from the CDC when it comes to mask wearing to stop the spread of COVID.
Our guidance would say that if you are in a green community, that that community in general would not need to be wearing a mask.
Director Rochelle Walensky, but she says in areas where there is high transmission, they should still be worn. Masks are required on public transportation and at airports. President Biden has made good on his promise to nominate a black woman to the U.S. Supreme Court this afternoon, announcing appellate court judge Ketanji Brown Jackson as his choice. If confirmed by the Senate, she would replace retiring Justice Stephen Breyer. She had served as his clerk at one time. A confirmation vote is expected in April. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A big drug company and other companies have agreed to settle a major nationwide opioid-related lawsuit.
Johnson & Johnson and three distributors, AmerisourceBergen, Cardinal Health, and McKesson, are all finalizing a settlement in a lawsuit against them, blaming them for part of the opioid epidemic. That settlement is worth $26 billion. None of that money goes directly to victims or families, but will go to state and local governments from California to Florida, including Native American tribes, to treat the addicted and the injured, the mentally ill, or the homeless. The money can be paid as early as April. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Settlement has been reached in a lawsuit filed by protesters who were tear gassed by Richmond, Virginia police during a protest at the monument of Confederate General Robert E. Lee in June 2020. Six people who were in the crowd said their constitutional rights were violated and using chemical irritants on them amounted to assault and battery and gross negligence by the officers. The demonstration was part of a wave of nightly protests against the killing of George Floyd in Minneapolis. The Robert E. Lee statue has since been taken down. A California warehouse manager was accused of stealing more than $1 million worth of COVID-19 tests.
Carlitos Peralta is wanted by Santa Ana, California police. He works for a company that has seven warehouses used to store and ship COVID tests. Police say he diverted nearly 100 shipments from those warehouses to his home, using a co-worker's name as one of the senders. That employee got a notification, which led to an investigation. The Southern California News Group reports Peralta was not home when officers showed up to arrest him 2 weeks ago, and he appears to be on the run. Chris Foster, Fox News.
A Florida man who grabbed Speaker Pelosi's podium and posed for pictures during the Capitol riot has been sentenced to more than 2 months in prison, followed by 1 year supervised release. Adam Johnson has also been ordered to pay a $5,000 fine and perform 200 hours of community service. I'm Lee Silasera, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.